Parsha Pinchas, the Parsha from Kanoim Poigenboy, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Peyal, Havoy Laramis Kanoim Poigenboy. The Gemara says that this halacha is halacha of the Ein Moirin Kain. Halacha, taka, it's halacha of the Ein Moirin Kain. You don't give the psak. The pshat is because the emes, the taichi is Kanoim Poigenboy. The Kanoi that pashtays on his own, that's taka what he's supposed to do with the right kavana. The din is Poigenboy. If he's asking, he's not Kanoim Poigenboy. Ein Moirin Kain. That's not who you give the hayroah to. It's the Kanoi who pashtays alayin, Kanoim Poigenboy. That's the taich. Ein Moirin Kain. Interesting, that halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Simet HaZayin, Havoyel Aramis, the lashon of the Machaber is, Im loy pogu boy Kanoim, v'loy hilku bezdin, then he's going to get karet. He doesn't say the halach of Kanoim Poigenboy. And the Chalukas Mechayit, they ask, why doesn't halacha bring down? It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. He mentioned it in Agav Aruch. If it's loy pogu by Kanoim, it'll be chayav karet. The Ramah, in Choshen Mishpat, Mamash at the end of Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tov Chof Hei, he taka brings down the din from Kanoim Poigenboy. But the Mefarshim asked, why the Machaber wrote it out? I was clearing to say, it's a Dvar Chiddush, it's a Vort. Halacha ve'ein Moirin Kain. Let's say someone would write a Sefer of Halachas. Not someone asked him a shayla, but he's malakid and he wants to write up a Sefer Halachas, a Shulchan Aruch, that the Halacha should be Shulchan Aruch lefanecha. You're allowed to write in your Sefer this Halacha of Kanan Vayigamoy? It's Ein Moirin Kain. Does Ein Moirin Kain just mean if someone asks you, you shouldn't tell him? Or you shouldn't even shrive it around in a Halacha Sefer? Klerich, it's a Machloik, it's Machaber in the Ramon. The Machaber at Kahal, and Ein Moirin Kain include Nishriven of the National Halacha. How then is Gishriven? The Chalkit Vahagat is saying, because it's Ein Moirin Kain. The Ramah argues, the Ramah holds that shriving doesn't halacha is not a problem of Moirin Kain. The Rambam brings down this halacha and he says, Ein Kanoi Rashoyel of Goya Ben El Bishat Meisa. The whole heter of Kanoi and Poygimba is only when it's Mamish Bishat Meisa, as I do by Zimri. Avalon Peirash, after he was Peirash already, Ein Harganoisa. Interesting dik. Chilas the Rambam is, Ein Kanoi Rashoyel of Goya Bohen. Bohen is Saida, Boil and Saida Aram. But he fears Oisa. If it was Peirish, Ein hargin oisoi. And the deek is richtig, ein hargin oisoi, but the isha you would still kill. Because the isha is nehrag because of takola. A takola happened by a day, so you kill her off takola. Interesting, the Rambam brings down this halacha that the isha you kill even shaloi b'shat maisa, but he brings the raya because it says that they killed v'nois midian afterwards. And it's richtig, the deek. Achrayim explain, Arachayim tells it, others. Because from Cosby itself, you can't bring the riot. Cosby, Basur, Grada was Nerag B'Shach Maisa. The evidence is that she would have been killed even not now, because the Isha is Nerag B'Shach Takol, even not B'Shach Maisa. But you can't bring a riot from her, because she was Grada B'Shach Maisa. We bring the riot from the Benoist Minyan that were killed, even afterwards. Because on the Isha, it's Al Takol. The Rogachover brings a Diak in the Pasuk. It says, V'Shem Ish Yisrael Hamuka, Asher Huka Etamid Yon is Zimri Ben Solo. The name of the man who was killed together with the Isha is Zimri Ben Solo. By the Isha, it doesn't say the name of the man. V'shem Isha Amuka Amid Yon is Kazi Lassur. It doesn't have to say also the din of the, it doesn't have to say by her also the name of the man, because she's killed out Takol. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ilu Harag Zimri Lepinchas, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, Zimri would have a ptur. Pinchas came to kill Zimri, but if Zimri would have killed Pinchas, he would be potter, because Habola Harga Chashkim Laharga. Habola Harga Chashkim Laharga, Zimri has the heter to kill Pinchas. The Achronim have a kasha. He's still on his kasha. Why is Zimri his mutter? Habola Harga Chashkim Laharga. But the din is, if you have an opportunity not to kill the person, if you could just be, the lashon is, Nitin Lahatziloi Be'echad Neivarov, if you can save yourself by just breaking his hand, not killing the person, you're not a heter to kill him. So the Chayr is Zimri, the Gemara says Zimri had a heter to kill Pinchas. What was Zimri's heter to kill Pinchas? The Chayr, Zimri had an option for sure to be Muslim himself without killing Pinchas. He could be Pirish. We know the first that the din is of Kanoim Poigaboy only when you are B'Shat Maisa. Zimri could save himself by being Pirish. And if he's able to save himself by being Pirish, then what's his heter to kill Pinchas? And the Gemara says, Mefarish, you can kill Pinchas. So the London say that state to avert, you're not mechuyif to change the mat. You have a, if you can kill him, if you can stop the Echad Nevarov is one thing, but you're not mechuyif to change the mat. If the mat is right now, it's the Baal HaRamis, you're not mechuyev to change the mat. According to the Mishpul Melech, this whole kash is not fair. The Mishpul Melech holds that the person that's getting killed, the zikr, has a heter to kill you even without nitnas to the Bechamim Baruch. Only other people, by right, if there's a din, nitnas to the Bechamim Baruch. But the nirdaf alein has a heter to kill even without. And thus stating the Gemara, ilu hari zimritim. I was throwing another teret. You know, there's a machlekes Rambam Ravid. The Ravid holds you have to get hasra by kanoim paygimi. The Rambam says no. Machlekes Rambam Ravid. It says hasra before you do kanoim paygimi. So the vart, the Ravid holds only hasra. I'm sorry. The Rambam holds even without hasra. So Pinchas is standing there without hasra. How does Zimri know that he can save himself by being pirish? He sees someone standing there with a reinach. He doesn't know what's going on. He wasn't given hasra. How does he know? How is it so borrowed to him that he'll be nitin latil if he's pirish? Maybe this person is coming to kill him even if he's not being pirish. Veretem gizok. Now the Gemara brings down the story in Sanhedrin that Pinchas ben Elazar, vayar Pinchas ben Elazar, ma ra ma'is of niskar alocha, and Pinchas goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Omer loy, achi avi abba, my great uncle. Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu was his great uncle. Achi avi abba, loy kach li maratana Rabbeinu, that kanoim paigamoy. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, kreina di igar te iu lehevi pervanka. You ask the question, you fear it. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Pinchas absent. Fregen da achroinim, the Ran already asked the kasha. Halacha ve'ein moirin came. We said that the halacha ve'ein moirin came. He takes it up even. Kanoim paigamoy. You don't give a rock. It says, Pinchas went to ask him and he gave him a rock. So the Ram says, no, Pinchas wasn't really asking. He knew the halacha. He wanted to, Haraya, he took ask. Don't you remember the halacha? He didn't stop asking what to do. He already knew the halacha. The oracle there says, Hashem Mahalach, Pinchas was a kohen. It's not so posh that Pinchas has a right to become tamei. And the MS, it's mavur that there was a, Tagan Yonison brings it, and there's midrashim that there was kam of a kam and nisim that happened with the mice of Pinchas. And the MS is, he wasn't the tamei, they stayed alive till he put them down. And there was no problem of tumah. But he didn't know that. When Pinchas was asking Moshe Rabbeinu if he should do it, he wasn't asking of Kanan Pagimi. That he knew already the din. He was asking, what about the Tumah? And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you have a Pravanka, you should be the one that does it. Oh, so it's a machloik. We're going to see Baal. There's a machloik. If Pinchas was already a Kohen beforehand, and when the Abish is Pramikis and Brisi Kahuna, it's only to Bravarn, even though he was killed someone, he still remains a Kahuna, or he was not a Kohen, Loinis Kain, Pinchas Achar of the Zimri, we'll discuss that soon. He took a roimach. There's a Gemara also right there in there, Sanhedrin, that they base. Mikan she'ein nechnosin b'kli zayin l'beis ha-medrash. You're not supposed to walk into a shul, into a beis medrash with weapons, with neshek. It's a problem with halacha, people walking into a beis knesses with a knife or a gun. The Gemara brings out from Pinchas. There's a halacha shulchan aruch in Simon Kufman Aleph. You can walk into shul with your stick, with your walking stick, your package. But the yesh oisim likonik by v'sakin aruch, you shouldn't walk into shul with a long knife. Oy b'roish magula. Roish magula means without a yam. Where did that come in? There's another halacha in a different place in Shulchan Aruch that says about not wearing about roish magula. You're not supposed to be roish magula. But don't walk into Beit Knesset v'sakin aruch oy b'roish magula. Someone wanted to suggest that it didn't say Rosh Magula. It said Resh Mem Gimel. And it was a mistake. It was Resh Mem Chet. It was Roimach. Also, the Kanas of Beis Knesset, the Sakin Aruch over Roimach. Which is very Sugapas, because the Makar of this halacha is taken from Pinchas. But you got Roimach beyond it. Efshav. Well, there's another shot that Maritzchis wants to say Rosh Magula means that the knife, the head of the knife, is revealed. Meaning if it's in its sheath, it's not a problem. Don't walk into a Beis Knesset, the Sakin Aruch, Rosh Magula. It's the head of the knife, the top of it. If it's Megula, it's under a pshat in the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Vayar Pinchas, and he vayikach roimach biyodai. He was a kanoi poing, but he saw the maisa and he wanted to be kanoi. You have the vort, you have heintige kanoim. The erste zachi is vayikach roimach. They walk out and then they vayar. They go see where, Sigeinu says it's vayar, and then vayikach roimach biyodai. Vayikach roimach, Pinchas takes a roimach. A roimach is connected to ramach evorim. With his kol kulay l'shem shemayim, not even a slight netir of egen ekavonis. A kanoi has to be kol kulay with the ganzer ramach evorim. Anders say he has to be muchan to get clef on the ganzer ramach evorim. Over, he does it with kol kulay l'shem shemayim with the ramach evorim. Now there's an interesting derher. The story of Pinchas happened last week in Volok. At the end of Volok, Bemis was the maisa. This week he gets the schar. It's another nakuda about a kanoi. It could be that he'll do his maisa in the beginning. He gets ganze bikiris on it. It's not pashut. It could take a long time. It could be not till the next week, not till the next kufa. The kanoi has to stand by his thing. If he tackles the right kanoi and poison, it might not be so pashut. This is the next avach. It could be a whole week till he finds out if he's bachlal. Till then, they're talking to Ryu Ben Piti Puti there. It could be a week later. And on the other hand, the kanoi has to know Pinchas is never together with another parsha. Chukas bolak al asach yaron is ein sezamen. Chukas bolak matas masay asach yaron is sezamen. This year not is the ivriya. By asach yaron matas masay is sezamen. Chukas bolak is sezamen. Pinchas state alone. The kanoi state alone. Now we mentioned some brought up is Pinchas was a kohen already. Or not. The Netziv says, let's say you learn like the man Yomar, Loi Neskayim Pinchas, Asher Harag Lazimri. He wasn't given the kahuna. Meaning, who was the kohen? Only Aaron, Elazar, and Ishamah. Pinchas wasn't yet a kohen. Zok the Netziv, now he was given the kahuna, special matana, because he did the kanois. Zok the Netziv, Loi Yitzuyer, the Moshul, Pinchas was from Shevet Naphtali. The Ebrister wouldn't be able to make him a kohen. Not as Ach, he'd become a kohen from Shevet Naphtali. Avad the Pinchas was Mizera Aaron. No, there was a Zad that Loimus Gan Pinchas at Shaharag was that Loimus Gan Pinchas. Why? The Maral explains them. First he says maybe why Takanat? When they made Aaron a coin, they made a lot of a summer a coin. Why didn't they make Pinchas a coin? So Zok the Maral, but Enes they only made Aaron a coin. And Aaron from now on is Yoytzeh Halasav. I was going to be Kohen. The problem is Aaron wasn't going to have any more children. He already had his children. So they had to make also his sons Kohen. But you didn't have to go further than that. The best of the corner was written to Aaron. And it's Mashiach from Yoytzeh Halasa. Pinchas was not Tzayr. Aber Chachi was from Zera Aaron. And then it says that that's the Lashon. It says in the Lashon of Chazal, Bidinu Lito Scharon. Sekumtem the Schar. Zogten it said, yes, Sekumtem. Because Be'emet is Zera Aaron. If he wouldn't have been Zera Aaron Bechlau, then a Bechlau wouldn't have been Shaykh. Nor now they made him into a Koyim. Bechachi Zera Aaron. Now he's called Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyim. In Zoyar state, that when Pinchas did this ma'aseh be'emes kemat parcha neshmasai. The Klal Yisrael wanted to go against him, and he got the neshama of Nodav and Aviv. The neshama of Nodav and Aviv. The whole Arichas doesn't. They didn't have children, but it was neskayim by them. Pinchas gets the neshama of Nodav and Aviv, and that's why it's Pinchas ben Elazar, but he's also ben Aaron. Not that Elazar is ben Aaron. Pinchas is ben Aaron. Pinchas gets the neshama of Nodav and Aviv, and he's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, and that's the taik how he becomes a kohen. Memachtem taka from the Bnei Aaron. There's a man over there in the Sugyan's Vachem that says not only was Pinchas not a Kohen until he did the Mice of Zimri, Rav Ashi says a step further. Pinchas didn't become a full Kohen until Yimei Yehoshua. And Tais explains over there because the Emes, the Ebrister wanted to give him the Kahuna, but Klal Yisrael wasn't Pashas. You need to have the Rotten of Klal Yisrael on it also. And Ba'oysa Shah, Soit Soiti, was Horag Nasi Bi Yisrael. And until later on, Bimei Yeshua, it was Nisrataloi. I was Nisupik, what's the gather of Pinchas though? According to that, you have to see the Sugya there in Dvachim. Over it's Mavur then Rav Ashi, that he was already given the Matan of Kahuna, but it wasn't Oiskefirt until Bishat Bimei Yeshua. What was his status in between? Lamashal, the children that Pinchas had during that Tkufa, before Bimei Yeshua, are Mamshech that they were Din Kahuna? Afazoyver, he really has a din kohen. He was also begrusha then. What's the I mean, that isn't the sugya doesn't. What's the taich of Pinchas' geder at that stage, according to Rav Ashi? Oh, now we mentioned the Medrash said he gets the schar b'din hu sheyitol schar. Sukumtem that he should get the schar. Sukumtem. So there's various pshat, and we said, and it says sukumtem because he's zera Aaron. If he wouldn't have been zera Aaron, then a body doesn't deserve it. It wouldn't be shaykh. I saw another pshat. Be'emes, schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. Be'emes, you don't get schar in this world. So why by Pinchas is b'din olito schari? Because be'emes is the reason why you don't get schar in this world, because you give it to you afterwards when you nifter. Oh, but Pinchas is Elio, and that's be'emes. The Zohar talks about that also. He's not Devan Aviyu, but also Elio. It's all one big mahalas. Oh, but he was Elio, so he was all the b'sara ha-shamayimah. So by him, it's never going to come to the osir l'kavol schar. By Pinchas, tatazogin, osir b'din olito schari. I saw the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, he says in Ander Aknech, what it means, Vidin Olito Schar, right? The Stipler explains, it says that he's given the Schar over here, in this world, because he was Heshev Es Chamosi. Heshev Es Chamosi Me'al B'nai Yisrael. Fred Disciple was only Heshev et Chamosi. He made a big Kiddush Hashem. He was Makad Hashem Shemayim. What that is the Hadgosh only at Heshev et Chamosi Mal Bnei Yisrael? Zok the Birchus Peretz, Disciple. Al Sis that Pinchas was Makad Hashem Shemayim was a Gevaldik and Madrega much higher than that. On that he's going to get the Schar Nolam Haba. For that, the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, Schar Mitzvah Ba'al Malekah. Schar Mitzvah Ba'al Malekah. You're going to get the Schar Nolam Haba. On doing Heshev et Chamosi Mal Bnei Yisrael, he brings the Gemara Kedushin. A tzaddik that's also Tovah Shemayim and also Tovah Labriyat gets Schar even in this world. A tzaddik that's Tovah Shemayim gets Schar in Olam Haba. So as Mekadoshim Shemayim is Taka Schar in Olam Haba. As Heshev et Chamotzi, now B'nai Yisroel, that he also did a Tovah L'Klal Yisroel, he was Matal them from Kiliya, from that, he's given the Schar in this world. And what's he given the Schar? Hineni Noitim Layas Brisi Sholoim. Rabbein Abachai says, what does it mean, Sholoim? Shalom is Shaloi Lomus. Pinchas was Eliyahu, he never died. He was given a scar of Shaloim, Shaloi Lomus. But the emphasis is interesting, because Pinchas Eliyahu, he did. He was all of the Sarah Hashemayim. It's some in-between Madrega, exactly. What it is not Mamash Shalom Hazan now, Pinchas. So there's a Shein of Shad. You know, the Gemara says in Brochus, of Samach Dalid, that if you're Nifter Mechaveri, when your friend leaves, the person goes away, so you tell him, Leich Lish Shalom. When a person is Nifter from this world, he dies, then you say Leich Bisholim. By a mate, you say Leich Bisholim. By a chai, you say Leich Lisholim. What is by Pinchas? It's not exactly mace, it's not exactly chai. Is it Bisholim or Lisholim? Zot the Pasuk. Hinani noisen leyes brisi sholim. Nish lit, nish bit. It's somewhere in between. Hinani noisen leyes brisi sholim. Now, the pastor Pinchas was doing mekanoyis on the Maisa of Zimri, on the Znus of the Benoit Midyon. There is a Mahalach, and it's Mazurik in the Medrash. The Nakuda, why Pinchas Dr. Chepik with Zimri? So, Pastor, he was Nazi being Yisrael, wasn't Stam, the rest of the people that were being Nechshal. But there's a Mahalach that's Mavur Lachar in the Medrash. Zimri was not Stam of the Znus, that wasn't Pinchas' kanoyis. Zimri was trying to undermine Moshe Rabbeinu. Zimri takes the Daf Midyon and he says, Zumu Terasai Asr. Asr! Bas Yisroi mi hitter lucha. He was chebering with Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the Vikuach over here. What was Pinchas Kummachta Kanoyas is on Zimri trying to undermine the Maimon of Moshe Rabbeinu. As I've informed the Medrash. There's another shot from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. What's the Nakuda of Zimri? The Emes, you have the story here of Benoit Midian, it was Geferlich. The Benoit Midian, the Medrash describes it. First they were trying to sell them Schoira, and then they were master them in Chek, then they also Ad Shevo Gamla Avoid Zora, Tor, and also Znus. A whole Hishtalshlus Advarim they were trying to do. We spoke last week because they left the Machaneh. They went out of the Machaneh, and that's how they were Nichshal. So Dr. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zimri had a plan. We can't be master the whole thing. It's Taka Geferlich. Let's bring them into our machne. And yeah, there will be chet. Chot will be matzah them from the avodah zarah. Maybe we'll make it geirus as a halb gebak, the geirus as a tzaran as a, or even on the geirus. Oh, but it won't be chot from the avodah zarah. Now, but in it, mathematically, matzah zacheshben, it's kedai to make a chveis concert or common izach and chveis nadim the altaris hakoydish genoy. Oh, but kedai v'seis l'shem shemayim. It's Gar Tayelis. Mathematically, it works out. Tayelis mul chesaron. On paper, the numbers work out. Less hachshava bechet, less. The Abbas is not asking you to do mathematics. The Abbas is asking you to do Ratzon Hashem. And this was the Vikuach here. He hijacks up. This was the Vikuach. Zimri was trying to cut corners. A little bit, making pesharis. But it's kedai for a cheshbon. Bring even Znus of Benoit Midyan into the machaneh. Of a matzah from Pa'or. And Pinchas comes connected that in Gansum with a Mokhama. The Vayikach Roimach was not connected to Znus, it was connected this idea. And that's Oysamaisa Zimri, Umavakish Schar ke Pinchas. What's that? Oysamaisa Zimri is Mavakish Schar? Thus, Redman and Oysamaisa Zimri is Mavakish Schar. What's that? Meshem Shemayim, Kirav Klal Yisrael. Ich weiß nicht, der Herr, the person has to be shoyal Chacham, what's the kriveya for such a zach? When you're allowed to take a risk at your own ruchnius, other people's ruchnius, for a chesmen. The Chasam Sofer says, it says in Parshas Emor, Emor al HaKoyanim, Kehanim are the ones that are Isaac B'Sholim, the Kirva, Emor al HaKoyanim, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amos. You're going to go out, Taka, be must be on them, of a L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amos, not that you should be, when you're on campus, you should be, it's you must be on them, not the other way. The person has to know, the Tzura Vim is Makaris. The Taish is the Vikuach from Zimri and Pinchas. Yeah, Farando, a ganze parashat of Behemshech, Farando, Klal Yisrael, the Avis is counting out all the different shemas of the Shvatim. But in Drash, I heard a shein of Shat, it says, by B'nei God l'mishpachoysom, God is a lashon of Goymul Dalam. The Gemara says in Shabbos, when it goes through the Aleph Beit, Gimul Dalam is Goymul Dalam. A person does Gmilas Chesed. A person can do Gmilas Chesed, but there's a Tzura Hayy of Gmilas Chesed. And in this Pasuk state of the Yisrael, B'nei God, it's a way to do Gmilas Chesed. The erste zach is letzfoin and mishpachas atzfoini. A person has to do chesed in a behalten oifen, not with big signs. The person doesn't even, the makabal of chesed doesn't even realize you were doing him a chesed. He thinks that he's doing you a favor. There's ways to do chesed in a behalten oifen. A zweite zach is lechagi, mishpachas hachagi. A person sometimes does chesed with a face like Tisha B'Av. The mezayim with a freilichkeit. Lechagi, mishpachas hachagi. This is the grace of Yisrael. Sachmal, a person is holding by doing the chesed, if he knows it's chad pa'mi, it's a one-time situation. To know that he's getting stuck in a parasha, that's how to nishtepa. L'shuni mishpachas ha'shuni. Machandas nochamol, nochamol. So that's with Bnei God, the three yisoides in Gmol Dal and Gmol Chesed. Afa v'halten oifen, afa freilach oifen, and afa kitzevedik oifen. La'ozni, also in B'nai God, la'ozni mishpachas ha'ozni. Rashi says, ozni is mishpachas etzboin. Because in the other parashah, it's not called ozni, it's called etzboin. The Shlach HaKadosh says, this is based on the Gemara in Ksubis, that the reason why a person has an etzba is he's supposed to put it in his oizen, if he's not supposed to hear the wrong thing. So ozni, oizen with etzboin, it goes together, the Te'elis, the Gemara says in Ksubis, the Te'elis of the etzba is to step the oizen. And that's why with the Maisa Chayrach, the ones that were mushpa, that were nichshal, was B'nai Ruvain. But the Chayrach, next to Ruvain, also was B'nai God. But they had ozni, the etzboin, that the oizen had fashtup the etzba, not to hear the Atas Chayrach, and not to hear the different Lashon Hara. That's not nachay yisod. The Rechaim HaKadosh on B'nai Yehuda has a whole arichat. There's Ramadan here in the Shemais of the Shvatim. He touches up, he says, B'nai Yehuda, Erva Oinon. B'nai Yehuda, the story of Klal Yisrael, Yehuda the Yehudim, is Er and Oinon. Er is the Erste Beis HaMikdash, he says. Where over there, there was even the Aron Kodesh was there, and it was a Levitic Oifen. And there was Oinon, the second Beis HaMikdash, was missing already the Aron, and there were Chamisha Dvarim that were Chosra in the second Beis HaMikdash. Of Vayomas Erva Oinon, both Batei Mikdash were Nechrav. The Eretz Canaan, that says the passage, Dr. Rechaim, because Klal Yisrael wasn't killing out the Canaan that's in themselves. Every person has in himself the Tzad Hara that he has to be misbired. Vayiyu B'nai Yehuda. So then the Matzav of B'nai Yehuda was Vayiyu. Vay. It was a Pekrech. They were in Golis. But if the Takam is Aval on the Korban, and if you Takam is Aval on the Korban, the Zayin L'Sheilo, which is Ashi Yavay Shiloi, and Peretz, that a Melech is Peretz Geder, and Zerach, Vayizrach Hashem, and his mamshich, the Rechaim HaKadosh, a whole Seder Advarim, what these Tzukim are mashma on the Seder of Golos V'Geula. Kedai to see, behemshich, by the B'nai Yisachar, there's a shayla, but B'nai Yisachar, or B'nai Yisachar, behemet, it says, L'Yoshuv, really, he's called Yoiv, but they added a shin, because Yisachar really had two shins. When you take out one of the shins, it was given to Yoiv, and it was turned into Yoshuv, and then Yisachar ends up being called Yisachar. But upon him, in the B'nai Yisachar or Yisachar, there's a shayla by the Bali Kari even, there's one meaning by the Bali Kari that until Pashas Pinchas, you say B'nai Yisachar. Starting after Pashas Pinchas, you say B'nai Yisachar, because that's when the shin was given to Yoshev. But the Arachayim HaKadosh over there talks about on the B'nai Yisachar a whole bunch of Ramazan that is going on Torah. All the different Lashonis here are going on how a person is kind of Torah. B'nai Yisachar represent the Loim V'HaTorah. Torah is the Lashon of Anova, and to be a person of Fana is Machshavah to Torah, to be Miyushiv in Torah. All Arichas in the Arachayim after the Indian from Liman HaTorah. You have the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the Mesoira to Yeshua, the Hanhoga. The pasuk says, "Yifkad Hashem alik eruchas achabasar ishal eida." To find someone to be on top of the eida, when asata mehoidcha alav. Rashi says the matter was that Pnei Yeshua was Pnei Achama. And Pnei Yeshua was Pnei Alavona. The Taich is, the Levona was the Levona is Makabal the Or from the Shemesh. Doesn't have an egg in the Or. He's Makabal the Or from the Shemesh. Yeshua was the Makabal. Then it says, you have later in the Parsha, by Rosh Chodesh, it says you bring a carbon, you bring a sar, Lachatos. By all the Yom Tov, you have a seer lachatas, but the only time on Rosh Chodesh it says, Usir izim echad lachatas lashem. By all the other ones it says, Sir izim echad lachatas. By Rosh Chodesh it says, Sir izim echad lachatas lashem. Zot the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach, that there was a Mai Shakla Vataria, that originally the Yoreach had the same godless as the Shemesh. They were the same size. And I want to suggest, L'chair, even in the beginning, in the Havamim, when the Yoreach had the same size as the Shemesh, it's not the chat that was too Shemesh. Avada the Yoreach was the Makabel and the Shemesh was the Moshe. Pnei Moshe and Pnei Yeshua. The Shemesh, the Yoreach was the Makabel. The Kabbalah was a Fazaifen that he was the same size. But it wasn't that there was another, I mean, the Metziah. The Shemesh is this huge ball of fire. The Yoreach is a reflection. It's a reflection of Or. It's not the Etzem Or. And I'm clearing, I've learned enough to Sugi Dorazim, even in the Havamina, B'tchilas Advarim, that the Levana was also the same size. It was the same size, the shadow of the Talmud that Gishtig in the Rebbe. And he's the same size. But Abad, it was a reflection. But Agapanim was the same size. And they have a shakel of Atariya, Loi Kedai, Shiyushtei Melochim, Ishtam Shem Bekeser Echad. So the Abbas has said, be mocked in yourself. A whole shakel of Atariya. In the end, the Gemara says there, that the Abbas asks that he should have a kapara. Because he was Mamayat to Yoreach. So Shver Shakra Vataria, Shver Gemara over there in Chulin, which stated that we say series in Echad Lachatas Lashem, the Abister is asking, so the Rif already says it means that the Klal Yisrael needs a Kapara, but there's a whole Shver Gemara, Vosh Tei Tarsin, that there's a Kapara on the Miyat HaYoreach. Now we say in Davening, Ra Vehiskin Tzura Salvana, there's some say that the Gersh is Ra Vehiktin Tzura Salvana, he made it smaller, Ra Vehiktin Tzura Salvana. But at the bottom, I'm saying that the Levana was always smaller. It was always the reflection, nor it was the Vikuach was on the side. There's another Kneitcha, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana. The Spitz time when the Yoreach, which is the reflection of the Or, starts lighting up during the day, it's not lit up, is by Shkiat HaChama, when the sun is setting. Then the light of the Levana comes up. And that's what was happening here. When Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Shkia HaChama, by when Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, that's when it's finally, Yeshua was always the Talmud, like Moshe Mitzvah Ha'ayala, but when did he shine up? When did he shine up was by the Shkia HaChama comes back to the Pnei Ara Levana. You have the parsha from Kavanah that starts here in Perek of Ches. V'amart alem es Kavani lachmi, the parsha of the Tzmidim. Tishmeru lehakrav li b'moyadoi. Yesh l'farish. Tishmeru is a lashon of waiting. A person is shomer. Shomer could sometimes mean litzapos. It says by Yaakov and Yosef, v'oviv shomar es hadovar. Rashi says he was yoshev u'mamtin. Shomer could sometimes be a person is mitzapeh. Not that he's watching it over, he's waiting for it. when you say a person is Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos is a person that's mitzapeh and waiting miyachol that it should come Shabbos. And Kamoikin over here, Tishmeru, it's Sukkot, this is we're coming mamish now into the Yimei Ben Afsarim about Tishmeru v'hakrav li b'moyadai. When a person is Shomer, miyachol, he's waiting that he should be able to be makar of the Tamidim Kesidrum, to be makar of the Karbonis. A person is Tishmeru, he's Yoshev u'mamtenu mitzapeh. And from that, a person is taka zoicher to lahakrav li b'moyadai. From the Tishmeru, from the Rosan, the Hishtaikikos, the Rosan to want it. From them that come and taka lahakrav li b'moyadai. Es a keves echod tase ba boiker ves a keves a sheni tase bein arbaim there's a medrash clear the medrash says what's the pasuk that the most in one pasuk touches up the dover merkazi are you so chloe that you have Dr. Medrash, Ben Zoyma Oimer, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekein, Hashem Achot, Emuna, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael has Ramach, Ayikach Roimach, Ramach Nilan, 248 words, Ben Zoyma Oimer, Shema Yisrael, Ben Nana Soimer, Vahak Lurecha Kamoicha, is the Yisoid Merkaz, Shimon Ben Pazi Oimer, Etzakevet Oechot Hasa Baboiker, So the Medrash is Omer Darshani. Shema Yisrael is Emuna. That Emuna taka goes into the Gantz and Ramach Eivorim. Kol Kule, a person is. Kol Asmoisav Teimarna, Shema Yisrael. On the other hand, Mahafel Reicha Kamoicha. Abavosadot is a Keves Echad. And the Medrash is Oif. Omer Aragla, Omer Halonga Kershim Ben Pad. That's a Keves Echad. I was telling him Pshat, I saw a Shein of Pshat, it's a Keves Echad Tatsa Maboyker, you know, we said the first two things in Shema Yisrael is Benodom Lamokim, Emuna, and V'Avtu Reicha Kamoicha. That's the two Kvotim. It's a Keves Echad, Echad is the Rabbani Shloimam, that's a Keves Hasheni, but a person has to realize there's also, you're not the only one in the world, there's someone else, there's the other guy. So, it's a Keves Echad epitomizes both of those in Yonim. Echad to Benodom Lamokim, and Echad to Benodom Lachaverim. But after and under their hair, Vashteto and the Sakevasa Echad, a carbon Tomid. Tomid is every day. Yoin, you never pass the Tomid. On Shabbat, there's a carbon Tomid. And the Tomid is Baboiker, and Ba'erev, Benazmanin, Soivzman, Mittensman, Baboiker, Ba'erev, Ritzifus, consistency. That's a big Yisoy. When there's Hapsoka, 12 and 12 is not 24. The Yisoid, Zokshir Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Yisoid of Hesakeves Echad is Taka Yisoid, a Yisoid Godel that goes together with Shema Yisroel, Vatlecha Kamoicha, Hesakeves Echad Tatsa Baboiker, a person should be margish that he's Keseder. On a Hapsoka, there's no Soizman, Onfangsman, Shabbat, Machal Shabbat Makar Bitzmim, Yom Kippur. Kesed, Shnei Tamidim, Kesidram, Sakevet Echat Hasab, Aboykev, Sakevet Hashem Hasab, Ben Arbaim. Those are the two Tamidim. Well, for us, we know there's two Tamidim. A person has to always be Makayim, Shnei Tamidim, Kesidram. Shnei, Mayoim, Tamid. There's a Vart. The Erista Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, is Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Tamid. And the last Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Shiloh there, Purim Kotan, he's supposed to make a Suda. And the Ramah says, yeah, and he fears those. The toys wave, mish the tomit. And a person is supposed to have both of these to meet him. Mitzarechet shivitzi Hashem, lenegdi tomit. But it's not a fear. Davish gen arum azoi, the toys wave, mish the tomit. It's both. And a person is taka supposed to be zoicha, keseder, shnei tmidim, kesidron. Yeah.